All right. Going to be talking about Kavod. We have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hakina, the Taiva, the Kavod, Matinas Adam and Ilam. Discuss Kina a little bit. We'll skip Taiva for now. And we'll discuss Kavod. I want to teach you guys how to get as much covet as possible. First of all of you guys have to grow beards. That's first of all. Long ones. That's okay. First of all. And maybe a frock on Shabbos. We'll have to figure out. We'll have to figure out how to get as much covet as possible. I will teach you how to get as much cover as possible, but it's not, those are not the ways of doing it. The Mishnah says, as we just mentioned, Akina Taiva Kavod Matzinas Adam and Ha'ilam, again, Tiferes Yisrael says that it takes a person out of both worlds, Ha'ilam Hazan, Ha'ilam Haba, this world and the next world. So we understand why Kavod, or Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is referring to the chase of Kavod. I have a nice kasha on this. I don't have an answer. I have a possibility of an answer. Maybe later we'll give an answer. But it's interesting that Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is Kinatayva Kavod. It's the desire for Kavod that takes a person out of the world. So it's interesting, why isn't that included in Taiva? Why is Kavod its own category? It should be a Kinava Taiva. Kavod, that's another Taiva. Some people like money. And most of us like Kavod. Most people prefer Kavod over money. Most people want money because they want to get honor out of the money. Most people would rather be the President of the United States, rather be in a position of honor than have money. Kavod, most people desire Kavod. That's the strongest desire probably out there. One of them. But it's interesting why it's listed as a separate category. But Pashup Shad, it's a desire for Kavod that's mighty the person from both worlds. Ilam Haba, we understand because, and we'll go through different ideas, but on a simple level, when a person's interested in Kavod, he's not going to keep the Torah properly. If the Torah gets in Kavod's way, the Torah will have to take a back seat. Person who's running after Kavod is influenced by his desire for Kavod. It perverts his actions. His ben adam l'chaveiro is definitely quite lousy. If a person's always looking for his own honor, so it's quite difficult for him to be considerate, to be concerned about other people's honor. He's focused on getting honor for himself. Many times people put down other people, people that are hungry for honor, put down other people as a means of building themselves up in order to get covered for themselves, honor for themselves. So it's impossible someone that is rooted in the midah of kavod is going to have a good ben adam l'chaveiro, a good ben adam l'makom. So it takes a person definitely out of Olam Haba, we understand. And Olam Hazeh, why does it take a person out of this world? L'chaveiro kavod is ganz geschmack. It's very geschmack to get kavod, right? You know, I could have sat in the middle, why did I sit over here? It was more mechubit, it was more kavodic to sit at the head of the table. Kavod is geschmack. So, Kavod is geschmack. But Lamaisa, the chase for Kavod destroys people in Olam Hazeh. Destroys people from this world. First of all, like any Taiva, Lamaisa, we know that a person never gets filled. Any Taiva, there's a cloud, right? A person who gets 100, he wants 200. A person will never be satisfied. The Kavod will never make him happy. Because he'll always want more and more. He'll get more kavod, he'll become a rav. He desperately wants to become a rav, that people should stand up for him when he comes in the room. He should be able to give a speech from the front. That's his desire. Once he gets that, he'll want nach kavod, that won't be enough. You know. Also, this you see very often, he's very, very susceptible to get smashed. A person who's desperate for kavod, you know, one guy doesn't stand up for him, you know, he's in a bad mood. A person that's very kavod hungry is set up for getting smashed over the head. He'll definitely get smashed. People won't give him the kavod he deserves, of course, the kavod he wants. He's very easy to get smashed. He's very susceptible to anger because someone By the way, I really thought about it recently. Most times we get angry, it's because of covet. How dare that person say that, talk to me that way? How dare my wife tell me what to do? How dare this person do this to me? That's an issue really of covet. Maybe not chasing after the honor, but we're very protective over our covet. So covet is the nice, very harmful in this world. You see also, Stam, see this recently, you know, you see on a practical, also on a practical level, people that desire covet are make terrible mistakes. You start up with them, they make terrible mistakes, they hurt, and they end up hurting themselves. They have terrible mistakes, and they end up hurting themselves. They end up hurting others, and ends up getting back at them, because when a person makes bad mistakes because he's obsessed with his own honor. Someone was telling me recently about a situation where a person was, you know, assuming it was true, but the person was, you know, acting incorrectly because of their own covet, their own territory. You have to watch. You can tell someone's covet when you see how they're very protective of their own territory. Like, no one should take their territory. They're very protective of their honor. They end up hurting people, they end up acting incorrectly, and it's not a geschmack of life for a person to be chasing covet. We'll teach you how to take advantage of covet. Bottom line, and the truth is, if you want covet, the real secret to getting covet is by running away from it. There's a famous expression. Someone told me that it's not a chazal anywhere, and I haven't found it. Famous expression. I think it's true, but I don't know where the chazal is. There's a similar chazal. Famous expression called Raidef Min HaKavod, Kavod Raidef Acharav. Rabbi Rana mentioned to me that it's not a chazal. Called Raidef Min HaKavod, Kavod Raidef Acharav. There's a similar chazal. There's a Gemara in Irvin called Bereach Min HaGdula. Anyone who runs away from greatness chases after. But it's definitely something that the Muslims are talking about. It's a rule. If you run after Kavod, you won't end up getting it. And if you run away from it, it'll end up coming to you. You'll end up getting it. So if you really want Kavod, I'm giving you the trick. This is a true trick. And you'll tell me, well, if you're using this trick, then it won't work. I disagree. It will work. Run away from Kavod and you'll get your Kavod. Run away from Kavod and you'll get your Kavod. Because a person that's okay. Run away from Kavod. Kavod will come to you. Don't worry. You know, it helps a person sometimes because, you know, we're human beings. You know, I had a kasha. I had a beautiful kasha. If it's a chazal, but this concept. Called right of Minakavod, Kavod right of Acharav. Anyone who runs away from Kavod runs after him. So I had a stark of kasha. What? Punishing you? Punishing you. Kavod right of Acharav, punishment. You ran away from Kavod, you did a good thing, we're going to punish you, we're going to have Kavod chase you. It says, Kina Taiva Kavod Maitinas Adam and Ailam. So why are we punishing the poor guy? He ran away from Kavod, help him out. Should be successful. Why is Kavod chasing after him? That's harmful. It says, Kina Taiva Kavod Maitinas Adam and Ailam. Ever had this kasha? You ever heard this kasha? Maskim Tzuk Shashaka kasha? I look excited. It's a fun kasha. Such as a cha. So I think the answer is, for us, or at least for us, for me, that we all need covet. And we're going to discuss that at length. We all need covet. So if you tell a person, if a chazal tells, run away from covet, don't tell him, you know, don't run away if someone, stay away from showing off what you know, and stay away from getting covet. Well, why is the people, a person needs a certain amount of covet for him to feel good about himself. A person needs a certain amount of covet. People talk about treating him like a doormat, starts to impact it. So Chazal tells like this: you run away from covet, Hashem, I'll reward you. You're gonna have plenty of covet, make you feel very geschmack, very good, and it won't damage you. Because vice dice, you see from here, the only covet that damages you is when you're chasing after. When you're looking for covet and you're trying to get covet, you're making steps to actively get covet. It will damage you. It will destroy you. Covet that comes to you is good. I have a raya. Heshi told me that he asked Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal. I forgot what he asked me. He asked him, what happens if like someone asks you to speak or something? Or someone gives you a speaking opportunity or something? So you covet. So Victor Miller said, if someone gave you a blank check, if someone gave you $1,000, wouldn't you take it? It's a bad imitation. If someone gave you $1,000, wouldn't you take it? If I get started, I'm all right. If I get started. Someone gives you $1,000, would you take it? In other words, if someone gives you a chance to speak, and it's appropriate, it's befitting that you should speak, it'll help other people. Someone asks you to give a Musa Chabura, and it makes you feel really good to give Musa to other people, even though you're not there yourself. So fine, if it's going to help other people, help yourself, go ahead, do it. But Hashem will set that up for you. I always feel that when something comes to me, this is a good Yusayah, when something comes to me, I always feel like it's Bashar. I always know it's Bashar when it comes to me. When I'm chasing afterwards, I get very nervous. When you chase after things, you have to be very nervous whether it's Bashar. Maybe you're trying too hard. When Hashem sends you something from left field, something that you didn't pursue, then you know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's present for you because you didn't chase it. Don't chase it. It'll come to you. And if you chase it, it's going to run away from you. People that run after Kavod and you see them, don't be jealous. Don't worry. This makes you feel better. They're not going to have it. In the end, it's going to be lost. You might have it for a few weeks, a few months, they're going to lose it. Why are they going to lose it? Number one, it's Hashem says so. Someone runs after greatness, greatness will run away from them. Don't be jealous when you see someone else doing something that you could also do to show up. Don't be jealous of them. Trust me. It's for the birds. It's going to be gone. You'll have the covenant in the end. You'll get your respect. Number two, we can add, we're allowed to add, Madragas Adam himself, you know, adds this point, that Lamaisa, it's on a practical level. We see this really on a practical level. We see Lamaisa, we see someone that's, you know, I speak to people, it's like, it's unbelievable. Speak to people, and they're like showing off to you. You know, yeah, someone was just telling me, you know, how wonderful I am, you know, like, I'm only telling you to because, you know, I don't know. People are very, very funny. People, like, you see people, like, showing off. You see people acting very inappropriately, running after COVID. People running to do things, fighting over honor. Well, Maisa, bottom line, at a practical level, we see that those people, in the end, are not respected. Because then, who respects someone? It's disgusting. Someone's so cheap that he's running after COVID. It looks disgusting. Who gets Maisa the COVID in the end? Maisa, on a practical level, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange it that way. No matter what, Hashem will arrange it that way. But on a practical level, you see people that are acting sincerely, people are acting Shem Shemayim. In the end, you see that people respect such people. People respect people that are real, are for real. People don't respect people that are fakes. Sometimes it takes time before they get exposed. You know, this is something that's like very, very dear to me. This is like something that a person that's fake, person that's fake, I have no respect. Can know whatever he knows. Maybe it's my personal hard feelings. I very much have a problem with fake. Fake. You see fake. Sort of fake. Everyone has a little bit of fake. I also have fake. I'm not saying I'm not about COVID. I am about COVID. But certain fakeness people have. They can't admit they did something wrong. They're very protective over their territory. They can't go to, look, I also, like, you know, can they go to other people's, you know, you guys are not Bali COVID. I know you guys are not Bali COVID. You don't really have to hear this. You have to hear the next part of the shmuz. You're not really Bali COVID because you're coming to a Musa shmuz. Cover the Musa shmuz from some yuckle. So how Bali COVID could you be to sit by a Musa shmuz by some yuckle, by someone your age? You're not Bali COVID, you know. Bali COVID, people, not that's why people don't come, saying, but Bali COVID is someone who can't bring himself to a Musa shmuz. It's about COVID. When someone else speaks, when a friend speaks, I see. When someone else speaks, who can go? The guy could be giving away diamonds. The guy could be giving away jewels. He could be saying the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He could be giving a Musa shmuz like Rav Volbi Zatzal. But if he's your friend, you're not going to shmuz. You can't go. It's below my cover to go to my friend's shmuz. Cover. I can't go to my friend's shmuz. How can I go to my friend's Musa shmuz? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Why not? These people are. We'll get to it. But it's actually a walking. The people that are actually chasing COVID, as we'll discuss soon. People that are actually chasing COVID should feel bad for them, because I'm going to explain to you soon that it represents a serious problem with themselves. It's not just a matter of title. represents a serious problem within themselves. But Lamaisa, if you want kavod, be real, you know, do what's right, don't run after it, and Hashem will give you the kavod. Trust me, Hashem will give you the kavod. We don't know always how Hashem's going to give you the kavod. Maybe it'll be through wonderful children. Maybe it'll be through, you don't know where the kavod's going to come from. You don't know, you know. You know where the kavod's going to come from. If I could share this with you, I don't like to brag, but I'm not. It's not to brag. It's not a big deal. But just something personal. That all the years I spent time learning different masechtos myself. And Baruch Hashem, I'm a little bit of a show off. I'm not such a show off. I don't tell people exactly what I'm doing and this and that. I don't need everyone to know what I'm up to. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me a chance to give a daf yomi. So now, you know. Now everyone knows, okay, I'm you know, it's not like a big deal, but everyone knows, I give the davion, I give the shir, it's a big covet. It's a covet for me, you know. Hashem arranged that for me. Hashem arranged the davion for me. Hashem will arrange for you what you need. Hashem will take care of you. If you run after covet, you're a disaster. It's not good. It's horrible. Your kids are messed up, everyone's messed up. It's a disaster, a person that's chasing after covet. They don't even know that they're running after cover. They look silly half the time. But many people are good fakers, but they will be exposed. I could expose them for you, but if someone who's smart enough could see a faker. You can catch them. You only have to, also I want to tell you something. You only have to catch a guy once. A guy also has to make one mistake to be caught. I know if a bacher tells me that there's a problem with a certain Rebbe for something, I know that there's an issue here. It only takes one mistake to be exposed as a Baal Kavod. You get angry once at a Bacher for saying something that you get angry once. You know, you slip once for something that a Bacher did that you don't like, that he didn't treat you the way you like it. You slip once, that Bacher knows, maybe he won't tell everybody, that Bacher knows you're a Baal Kavod. They get exposed. It's very easy to expose a Baal Kavod.
Maybe you'll expose a Baal
Kavod. Yeah, it's very easy to expose a Baal Kavod. But it's very easy to expose a Baal Kavod over time. To some people, he might not get exposed to everybody, but eventually, again, he's not going to end up with the kavod he's not going to end up with the kavod of someone that's acting l'shem shemayim. Hashem takes care of the people that act for Him. Hashem loves people that act l'shem shemayim. We all like kavod. We all need kavod. We're all not perfect, but Hashem will give the person that acts appropriately, acts l'shem shemayim. Hashem will give him that which he needs and that which he deserves, and you're far better off not chasing after it. And you could even tell yourself. It's good. Tell yourself. I'm not going to chase it. You have an opportunity for covet. Doesn't mean you have to be careful, one, to run after covet. In a case where it's purely covet, it has no toelos, you know, for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, has no toelos, you have to tell yourself, don't worry, Hashem will take care of me. Hashem will take care of me. I tell this to myself. You're allowed to tell it to yourself. That's why, do you think Chazal told it to us that you're going to get covet in the end? Because I want you to be mechazik yourself. You know, you have a speaking, let's say you have a chance to speak, and then you find out someone else wants to speak. It's very, very hard for you to give up that speaking chance. It's hard for you. You really want to speak. It would be a lot of covet to speak. And someone else you know wants to speak. And there's a little bit of an issue. Who should speak? I speak. And you tell yourself, look, at least I'll speak. Gosh, bro, take care of my covet. Hashem has something good waiting for me for this one. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to say. Why do you think that's what Chazal told us? Give it up. I'll give up my covet. Hashem will give me a much greater covet. If you take the covet, and it's the opposite. The one that takes the covet, the one that takes the covet, he'll get that little covet now, and he'll lose out on the big covet that's in store for the person that gave up. Give up, give up. Hashem will give you the covet. Just on the side, be careful. Don't sacrifice. Don't be worried about your covet if it's a sacrifice at Avodas Hashem. You guys, I'm not going to dance in the middle by a chasna. I'm not going to say a chasna makala because I'm doing it for covet. Who cares why you're doing it? Lamaisa. Is there a mitzvah to mesameach as mekala? So Hashem doesn't have to lose out. You don't have to take away mitzvahs or take away the simcha of the chasen because you're worried about your kavod. If you're doing it, if there's a good reason why you're doing it, someone asks you to speak, and you're gonna be mechazik da'ilam. You're gonna help people by speaking. So speak. The point is not to chase it. You'll say someone else could speak. So you have to know. Ask someone else what they think. Maybe you're a better speaker than you think. Don't be so quick to pass up opportunities to help other people and to be mechazik other people. But if it's purely, that's when you're not chasing it. But to chase covet and to be concerned with it and be obsessed with it, that a person has to work on. Lamaisa, to start, Lamaisa, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Eizo mechobet, ha-mechabet es abriyas. Who is the person that's mechobet? Someone's mechabet others. What's a pshat in the Mishnah? So I think the emes of pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. People that are desire covet, people that are need other people's covet, is a sign of a tremendous insecurity. If I know how good I am, if I know how wonderful I am, so why do I need everyone else to acknowledge it? When I need other people's acknowledgement, that's a sign that I really am insecure with myself. That's a sign that I'm really not mechubed. I don't really feel my own chashivas. And I'm hanging on everybody else. You notice that people that are very desperate for covet are not usually good at complimenting others. They're not usually good at giving covet to others. They have a hard time going to other person's shir. They have a hard time giving someone else covet. Because when they need covet for themselves, they're unable to give covet to someone else. We all can compliment a little child for how well he reads. But we know we have trouble complimenting our friends if he says a chiddush, or he says something that I'm jealous of. When something's not relevant to me, it's easy to compliment. When it's relevant to me, it's hard to compliment. So if I don't value myself, if I'm not machshav myself, I can't give chashivas to other people. I can't make someone else feel chashav if I myself don't feel chashav inside. When I feel chashav about myself, and I'm not concerned about other people's covet, I feel chashav from what I am. I know what I am. So then I easily can give other people covet. Eizu mechubet ha-mechavi zabriyas, it's a simen. If you want a person who's ba'etzim a mechubet, a good person, watch how he treats other people. When he sees he's able to comment other people, he's able to recognize other people's strengths, that shows that he's ba'etzim a mechubet, a good person. He knows his value. He doesn't need other people's covet to make him great. The biggest mistake in covet, this is a mistake of covet. Why do people want covet? What is so good about covet? What's so good about it? Why is it so gishmak? The reason why it's so gishmak, because when I come to the room, I come to the room and everyone stands up for me. I feel I am great, wonderful, Mr. Chashim. The reason why we want covet is because we want to feel chashim. We want to feel important. When people give me respect, that validates me. That says, oh, I must be important if other people stand up for me. I must be very important if people want to hear me speak. I'm kaval. If you don't feel chashiv about yourself, then you're very much, and you value your chashivas by what other people say about you, so then you're desperate for other people's covet. If you learn to value yourself for what you are, then you don't need other people's covet. And the truth is, think about it, does it really make sense to value a person's greatness by covet that he gets? Michael Jordan gets Gans covet. I don't know how much covet he gets now, but I'm sure he would still get covet if he living in the old days. Michael Jordan came somewhere. He would get Gans good covet. Michael Jordan's a chash of a Jew? Chash of a Jew. Chash of a guy? A chash of a person? No, b'chlal not. What makes him chash? Is he could dunk a basketball? Okay, by the world, basketball's very chash of, very important. So Lemaisa, he gets covet. But it's misplaced. It's not a real, doesn't really define his greatness as a person. We fool ourselves into thinking he's a great person because of the honor bestowed to him. Doesn't really mean anything. I'm talking to four people in this room that I very much respect. And you have to understand to me, you guys are the type of people that I look at as doing things. You do things, you do your job, you do what's right. Just because you don't get the covet, just because you don't always get the covet of other people, doesn't mean you're less chashiv than the next person. A Rebbe in Yeshiva is going to get covet. A Rav is going to get covet. The Rav could be a piece of garbage, he's getting covet. That means he's chashiv because he's getting covet? That means he's really chashiv because he's getting covet? Let's say this Rav doesn't learn a word. Let's say this Rav's not so great. And there's a Baal Bas in the shul that tries hard to learn. And he's much more erlich than the Rav. Who's more chashiv? The Baal Bas. Either Rav is the one that gets the covet, so what? Covet doesn't define our chashivas. It fools us. It's such a dangerous trap. It's a dangerous trap from two sides. Number one, for people like me and you, so I get more covet than you. have a beard. For people that don't get covered, they get into a trap. They start thinking to themselves, they don't feel good about themselves. I don't feel so good about myself because people don't give me respect. People don't give me so much respect. And they start feeling yeesh, they start giving up. And they don't value what they're doing with their lives. They don't value, I'm just a real Jew. I'm a real, real Jew. I do what's right. They don't value themselves because I don't get respect, so I'm not chashev. So it causes people to give up and despair, and it's foolishness. And they don't realize their greatness because they're defining their greatness based on covet. So first of all, it's a mistake for people that don't get covet that they deserve. That they have to realize they're great people, they're unbelievable people. It doesn't make a difference what other people give, who gets the covet. It doesn't define a person's greatness. And number two, on the other side, the big trap, is people that do get the covet, they're in a dangerous situation. They're in a very dangerous situation. People that get covet stop growing many times. Because I'm such a great person already. I'm so great, everyone stands up for me, everyone asks me shilas. I'm a great person. Instead of growing in Avodas Hashem, they just grow the beard a little bit longer. Does the trick. Grow the beard just a little bit longer. Does the trick. Now more chashev. I don't have to improve my Avodas Hashem to be more chashev. Instead of valuing themselves on what they're accomplishing, am I growing, am I davening with kavana, am I really learning, am I really perfecting my midos, am I really perfecting myself, am I really growing? Who needs growth? I'm a great person. Everyone gives me cover. Such a disaster, such a trap that anyone could fall into is when you're in a position of covet, then you're really in trouble. It's actually dangerous to be in a position of covet because then, maybe that's a Mishnah that says in Pergeva, Sneyas or Rabbanas, hate Rabbanas. There's a danger in being in a position of covet. You fool yourself. I always give this mashal. I don't know why I give this mashal, but give a mashal that you have a person who's 20 years old and he decides he wants to become a Rav. He's an Erlich Bacher. He wants to become a Rav. He needs a Parnasa. He thinks he'll be good at it. He's a good speaker. Fine, he gets smicha. He learns shtark. 3 years, he gets smicha. 23 years old. He has smicha. Gets married. He learns another 2 years. More halacha. He's a chashev bar halacha for a 25-year-old. He's a bright guy. And he, Baruch Hashem, he gets a job in a shul in a nice out-of-town community in Kentucky. Gets a job. Now he's not Yankel Smith, he's Rabbi Smith. So Rabbi Smith is now the Rav in Louisville, Kentucky. I'll pick on Louisville. But Louisville, Kentucky, I was going to make up a city's name. But Louisville, Kentucky. So now what happens? Oh, Rabbi Smith. Rabbi, I need your help. Okay? How long after I eat the hamburger can I drink a cup of milk? How long do I have to wait? It's another phone call. Rabbi, I have a very serious question for you. My relatives are having something, a party in a non-kosher restaurant. Am I allowed to eat the food? Maybe I'm allowed to eat the salad, but I won't eat the pig. He comes to shul. It's a big shul. Nice size shul of not that knowledgeable people, but it's a big shul. And he gives a drash, gives a whole speech about improving oneself and about growing in Torah and mitzvot. And everyone stands up for him, and everyone loves him. Wonderful. There's such a chance, there's such a likelihood. It's so possible. His learning will fall down. Is he going to be learning? He has time. He's a rabbi in Anatapolis. Is he learning the whole day? Is he really learning now with Asmad? He wants to learn more halacha? I know enough halacha for the community. That's not why we're in this world. We're not in this world to achieve a position of honor, even if it's in a Ruchnius job position. We're not in this world to be the best person in our community, in our city. We're in this world to be the best person that we can be. To work and grow ourselves. If we live on a desert island, do we not have to be growing and steigen? If we live in the middle of the city and we're the rabbi, we still have to be on a desert island regards to ourselves, to perfect ourselves. Our honor can easily corrupt a person. Because he defines his honor, his greatness, based on the honor. And that's sheker. It's mamash sheker. It's false. It's sheker. It's lies. It's not true. The honor is not based on... Greatness is not based on honor. Are there great people that get honored? Yes. But that's not what makes them great. if I care, there are a lot greater people that get no honor. Because they really have a real, they really have a real test. They're doing l'shem shamayim. There's nothing, there's no personal gratification. They're l'shem shamayim. Sitting in a room learning. L'shem shamayim. Honor does not define a greatness. Terrible mistake for people to live this way. We all, anyone could fall into the trap. So what we're going to work on the next week or two is every person has to have honor. But the honor that a person is supposed to have is honor that comes from within. Is I honor myself for what I am. I don't need other people to tell me how great I am. It will help, we'll discuss. But the main thing is that the honor is built from yourself. I value my own chashivas. I'm a yid, I'm growing, I'm machshir my potential, I'm machshir my the good things I do. Kavod has to be built from within. You have to have a lot of kavod. You must have a lot of kavod, but for yourself. What other people think about you has to become, obviously we're not going to be, you know, change overnight, but it has to be less important. I have kavod for myself. When you have kavod for yourself, you care very little, you don't care much less. So he stood up for me, so he said this to me, and he didn't do this to me. Who cares? I know what I am. I'm not. You see people that are less concerned about, that embarrassing themselves, or less concerned about doing something that looks stupid. They're not so concerned because they know what they are, so someone's going to think. Kavod atzmecha. You have kavod for yourself. That's the kavod that everybody must have. If you don't have kavod for yourself, it's also a disaster. You have to have kavod for yourself. Not other people's kavod, your kavod for yourself, from within. Amar Tashem will continue.